The Bastard Mummy, a River City novella by Frank Zaffiro, narrated by William E. Fortier. Detective Finch watched his partner, Detective Elias, walk into the major crimes bullpen at 0645 hours. Elias rubbed his bleary eyes and reached for his coffee cup. "Don't even bother," Finch said, seated at his desk. Elias paused in mid-reach. "Huh?" Finch smiled humorously. "We're catching, and you're going to love this one." Elias grunted. He finished reaching for his cup, filling it halfway. "Run it for me." Finch didn't reply, but held his plastic smile. Elias took a giant sip of his coffee. He stared at Finch. "So?
You ever work a mummy case before?"
Finch asked. On the way to the museum, Elias shook his head in disbelief.
"You're serious? A real mummy, as in King Tut?"
Finch nodded, his lips pressed together tightly. Elias shook his head again.
"But we're major crimes, detectives."
"I know."
"We work homicides," Elias said. "Robbery, serious assault."
"I know."
"So tell me this, then. Why are we going out on this case? Was this mummy murdered way back when, and we're supposed to solve the case?"
"That'd definitely be a cold case,"
Finch observed dryly. He turned onto Boone and headed toward Birch.
"I'm serious, Finchy. From what you said, this is a theft case. Maybe a burglary at best. I thought those cases got worked in the GD.
Finch shrugged. Elias was right. Most property crimes were worked by the general detectives. It took a special reason for major crimes detectives to get assigned to a property crime. And Finch had a pretty good idea what that special reason might be. Elias pushed his lower lip out and retracted it thoughtfully.
"How much you figure one of those mummies is worth, anyway?"
"Good question. Millions?"
"Gotta be that," Elias said. "Or maybe it's the international angle. Something political, though."
"Gotta be." "Probably."
"Mummies are from Egypt, right?"
"Mostly," Finch said. "But they've been discovered in other places, too. Peru, for instance."
Elias shot him a glance.
"That was kind of a rhetorical question, partner."
Finch shrugged. He took a left onto Birch and headed for the bridge.
"And when did you get to be such a professor, anyway?"
Elias asked him.
"I watched the History Channel once in a while."
Elias snorted.
"Whatever. You probably jumped on the internet as soon as the lieutenant made the assignment."
"Channel 47, Finch said.
"What? The History Channel. It's Channel 47.
"Oh, leave it alone already. What did Lieutenant Crawford say?"
Finch crossed the Birch Street Bridge. The Looking Glass River sparkled below, the morning sun winking off the wide swath of water that cut through the valley. He allowed himself a quick glance to take in the scene before answering.
"He didn't say much. He handed me the slip of paper with the address and said that it involved a mummy."
"That's it?"
Finch half nodded, half shrugged.
"He said we'd get the rest at the museum from the director, and not to screw it up."
Elias frowned.
"He's only saying that last part because of the twofer."
"I know."
Finch rubbed his temple absently. Right after Christmas, they'd arrested a heavy-set woman who'd clocked both of them in the head, leaving visible bruises.
"And we didn't screw that up. That case cleared."
"Not how he likes it,"